The four Democratic Congresswomen, known as the Squad, are firing back at President Trump over his racist tweets and comments. Over the weekend, Trump urged the lawmakers, who are all women of color, to go back to, quote, the broken and crime-infested places from which they came. Three of the women are American-born. All four are U.S. citizens. Yesterday, after the president doubled down on those sentiments, the Squad, including Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, pushed back.
I encourage the American people and all of us in this room and beyond to not take the bait. This is a disruptive distraction from the issues of care, concern, and consequence to the American people.
And across Greater Boston, President Trump's comments have sparked outrage. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
At the White House yesterday, a few hours before Ayanna Pressley and the rest of the Squad spoke, Trump defended his weekend tweets against the four congresswomen. He renewed his attacks on Pressley, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, in a message that many have condemned as racist.
These are people that if they don't like it here, they can leave. And I don't know who's going to miss him, but I guess some people will.
In Dudley Square in Roxbury yesterday, a part of Ayanna Pressley's congressional district, Melissa Mercado was waiting for a bus and summed up what many people here think of the president's message.
Just the same stuff over and over and over again. How he hasn't been impeached or imprisoned, I have no idea.
Mercado, who lives in Jamaica Plain, says she volunteered for Ayanna Pressley's congressional campaign and voted for her. But she says she's disenchanted with politics these days, and the latest controversy around the president's racist tweets and words hasn't helped.
I don't even pay any mind anymore. All he's done is bring turmoil to this country. It's exhausting.
Among those who understand that exhaustion is Bill Forey, the publisher and editor of the Dorchester Reporter. But Forey says this represents something new, even for a president who traffics regularly in divisive rhetoric.
What's different this time for people in my community is he's attacking one of our neighbors, one of our friends. Ayanna happens to have been born here. He's putting her out there as though she's not an American. This needs to be condemned for what it is, which is virulent white supremacism from the commander-in-chief.
Forey is discouraged by how few Republicans call Trump out for such behavior. So here's Jeff Deal, the former Republican state rep who ran unsuccessfully against Senator Elizabeth Warren last November. Deal calls Trump's comments ill-advised, but he says he understands the president's frustration with the four congresswomen.
I don't find it to be the racism that other people are trying to find in it. What I see is a frustration with people that don't seem to believe that America is a good place or something that these women, you know, want to constructively work with him to make better.
A much stronger reaction came from Charlie Baker, the state's Republican governor, who's been more willing to criticize the president. At an event yesterday, he called Trump's tweets shameful and racist.
They bring a tremendous amount of sort of disgrace to public policy and public life, and I condemn them all.
That would be a career-ending comment from any other president.
Tom Nichols is a former Republican. He left the party because of Trump and is a columnist for USA Today.
When you question the citizenship of any American, and especially your opponents as members of Congress, I really think there haven't been that many comments that really kind of stab the American system right at its core, and I think this is one of them.
But Nichols is also critical of the four congresswomen, the only Democrats to vote against a border funding bill backed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, because they said it supported Trump's immigration policies. Pelosi dismissed the Squad as just four votes. Nichols says they're making a huge mistake, picking a fight with her and other centrist Democrats.
I think people underestimate the degree to which Republicans used to be able to sit back and just watch Democrats annihilate each other and then kind of walk in and pick up the pieces and get elected by whoever's left after the firing squad.
In Washington yesterday, Ayanna Pressley suggested that the Squad is a lot more than just four votes. She said it's pushing for issues supported by millions of Americans, from health care to affordable housing to opposing putting kids in cages at the border.
Our squad is big. Our squad includes any person committed to building a more equitable and just world. And that is the work that we want to get back to.
And given the size of this squad, Presley said, we will not be silenced. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.